And trainer Matt Cropley's been campaigning this horse in Melbourne throughout the latter part of the spring carnival. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Morning. Good, thanks.
Interestingly named horse. Is there a backstory to the name?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm not too sure where it comes from.
All right. Hey, why have you made the decision to send him down here for the carnival?
Well, we were hoping and thinking that we might have been a better chance to get the softer track. And it's gone completely the other way. We've had the soft up here and the hard down there. So that, as well as bad barriers, not a whole lot's gone their way, unfortunately.
It's been a successful trip so far.
That's racing.
I tell you what, you got the best ever Lucas Cranick, I reckon.
Yeah, he's pretty honest, good trier, and the main owner in him, David Silver, he that was the first foal out of the mare. He raced the mare, and he was Lucas Cranish fan, and sent her down there to go to him, and that's the first foal out of her. Never despair.
This is the second, Toowoomba sent Incentivise down as the scouting party, and then just to set it all up for Flash Art.
I hope so. Yeah.
Can win at any trip too. 1,000 metres to 1,800, yet bred to get a trip, and obviously over 2,500 today. So he seems like a horse that you could put in any race that you wanted to. He's obviously tell us about the horse for him to be able to win from 1,000 to 1,800, and you're thinking he can win at a mile and a half.
Well, he's a lovely, relaxed horse. He usually gets back a bit in these races and finishes off. He's got a great turn of foot. But, unfortunately, things haven't really gone his way with the bad barriers, and we've had to ride him quiet. The first start, he was rode handy from the ordinary gate and probably was just left to sit and duck for a little too long and came again late. A nice barrier would have been a help. And, some of the hard tracks have probably not been to his liking either. So
you need a check. Like, how expensive can these missions be if you don't get a result? You send him on the truck, the transport company, I assume, down from Toowoomba to Melbourne, and you've got to make all the provisions. And with a bad luck, the weather hasn't gone your way, nor the barriers. If you can't get a check in the next couple of starts, has it been just one of those expensive exercises?
It hasn't been that expensive, spread among a few people that are keen to go that way and excited to have a runner in at the spring carnival. I don't think the expense of it's going to be too bad. We're just unlucky we didn't get a bit of money that would have well and truly covered it all.
Is the plan to send him back home now after this and try and get some of those wet tracks?
Oh, he'll spell after this.
Yep.
He'll spell down there, and then when he's done, well enough, when we're happy, you'd probably have a month down there and then come home, I'd say.
Where are you going to watch the race from today?
Doomben.
You've got a couple of chances at Doomben as well. Is Tears of Love a genuine winning hope, do you think, in race six?
I would have thought so. He's come through Rome. I know it's back to Rome. He did a good job to win out there. It's a big jumping class again today with the favourites out, so that opens it up. So, I'll just on how they run the race and what can happen. Doesn't take much to get them to do it the hard way, does it? You only got to have something take you on or whatever, and he's sort of more front-running type.
Hey, what's it like going up against Tony Gollan? We were talking to him earlier, and his numbers probably make him the biggest trainer that Queensland's ever had for numbers, and all the trainers down here banging to Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace, and in Sydney it's Chris Waller. Is it pretty daunting with the scale of the Gollan operation these days when you're a competitor against him?
Oh, it's the same anywhere, I think. They've just got the numbers, and numbers are well-bred things, and hopefully, we can chip away. They don't win them all, so everyone's out there and gets their chance. We'd like to go to the January sales and be able to buy half a dozen, but we're just not in that position, unfortunately.
Well, Matt, I know there's one certainty today, that Matt Stewart, come around about 5, 5:30, 6 o'clock, will be bouncing around anywhere in Australia just trying to find a winner. And you may be the saviour come Toowoomba this evening. Now, I see you've got a $1.35 favourite in tonight. Have we got a bit more value we can jump into?
Our other Toowoomba runner, I think, will go well, Vast Karma.
So that's race one, Vast Karma, which is around about a $5 chance.
Yeah, he'd be a bit better value, I would have thought.
And Rao Dash just wins then, does it? Race six?
I'd hope, yeah. I'd like to think that was the case. We own half of her and it's good, cutest money up there. I just thought by the time they get to the last, it's doom in the day, we pulled her out. I would have liked to go around and in black tight for her, but we might as well have a go at the likes of that up there. It probably makes a bit more sense.
So are you we're just trying to map out our punting day and you're going to be the supplier of our ammo. So you reckon those two will win at Toowoomba? Come on.
I don't know. I'd hate to kill people's quaddies or something, but yeah, that'd be there's not much value in her. So
she's $1.35.
Yeah.
Was it a one horse race last start? Won by nearly 11 lengths.
Yeah, it was out at Roma where of course it's easier. And we were a bit unknown whether she did the sand track. She obviously coped with it really well.
Matt, good luck today, mate. Imagine if you had a three-venue treble today. It could happen. Keep the dream alive.
Thanks very much.